empathize, and very good. Well, better days ahead, my friend, better days ahead. And yeah, we had a good meeting yesterday at the club meeting. Had a presentation on the 9/11 and how hams took part in that, and our president was in one of the towers, I learned last night when it happened, so that was a surprise. And we also remembered several of the hams that were working in a tower that didn't make it. They were up on the top when it happened and didn't make it. So it was a memorial as well as just a recap of it. So anyway, sounds like you're about destined, so I'm going to let you go there, Wally. And we'll look forward to seeing you again. It may be a couple months, because by the time you get back, I'll be gone. So I'll look forward to talking to you again. Now, this is AD8FK.
It's always a pleasure. Yeah, it'll be probably 3 or 4 weeks before I get there again. So, yeah, I did the 9/11 thing yesterday when I was younger. I was a fireman, you know, part-time, paid on call, whatever the title is, on the other side of the state. And I'm still affiliated with them. I still help them out from time to time. We lost one about a year ago to an electrical line coming down in a house fire, and they did one of the memorials for like all of the fallen police and firemen over there in Oakland County, and that was just beautiful ceremony. So I put on my old uniform, it still fitted, and I went and did that. So, and I know quite a bit about the 9/11 thing. I was actually asked to go and help, not with the actual part of the catastrophe, but, you know, five of the guys from our department actually went because they still had all their regular business, and those guys went and helped with the regular business. So, kind of one of those things you kick yourself in the butt for, but decision I made at the time, so I have to live with it. Leonard, pleasure. Hope all goes well. We shall talk soon, and see if I can't time this repeater out. 3 minutes, as it says on the test. N-8-K-P-P.